Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers live here at Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Remy Benice. I'll be taking you to the top of the hour. Ooh, chilling out. I hope everything is well with you. Let me see if we can go start off with a little play. I'm going to have my boy Voodoo Vega in the room tonight with me again. He is back by popular demand. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. Tonight, we'll be talking a little bit about Hurt Bay. That's right. Hurt Bay, the love bug. We'll also be discussing the Trumpty Dumpty waves. It's going to be ridiculous. Yeah, he's still a thing. And also, we'll be discussing, you know, whatever's going on in your mind. If you wish to call in, it's at 718-928-9732. Stand by. Mike, let me see if I can start off tonight with a little music for you guys, because yeah, I got to get set up for a little bit. But yeah, it's gonna be good to go. Can't complain. Tonight's weather in Brooklyn, it's a balmy 54 degrees. Feels like 54 degrees. Oh, the actual weather feels like and says like it is. So yeah, we're gonna be doing good tonight. Also, I'm gonna see if we can drum up some support for Stripper Appreciation Day. That's a thing. It's a thing because I say it's a thing, so we'll see what happens. All right, cool. Tonight's show, I'll be broadcasting it on the Facebook Live as soon as I get settled down and in, because, you know, this is the way it works. I'm a one-man gang in here, so, you know, please stand by. We'll try to get everything up and running as soon as we do. Hope everything is well with y'all. Yeah, come on in, whoever that is. Like, yeah, that was fun. Yeah. Oh, got my boy in here. Oh, it's like, give it up for Voodoo Vega. Oh, let's see if we can get you on a mic. It doesn't matter which one, two, three, or four. Like, yeah, this is gonna be great. Can't wait. Oh, man. Every time I come in here, depending on the show that's in here, you know, I'm not, like, this is me light complaining, but, like, you're gonna take your show to the top of the hour, you know what I'm saying, B? And I got to go run up in here, you know what I'm saying, like a slave. Look, what is this, two, three, and four? Hold on, is this you? Wait, will you speak up in the mic? This one. Wait, hold on. Go ahead. Wait, hold on, that's not it. And go ahead again.
One, two, voodoo, voodoo.
Oh, there we go.
Hey.
Can you hear yourself in the headphones?
Sure can.
Good. See? All this little testing, one, two. It was a waste of time.
Sound like an angel.
Because motherfuckers want to chill in here all the way to the top of the damn hour. Come on, B. share alike. You had time. Let's move your show. Move. Let's go. Okay. Come on. Anyway, I was going to play some music, but that didn't happen, so whatever. Anyway, everybody, welcome to Butts, Sweat, and Beers. We'll be speaking about butts. I will be sweating. There will be beers.
Indeed.
So there you go. Once again, my name is Remick Benice, and this is Radio Free Brooklyn. Stand by so we can, set up some things for the next hour. Radio Free Brooklyn is a free format radio station. If you'd like to set up any sponsorship with Radio Free Brooklyn, log on to radiofreebrooklyn.com. If you'd like to sponsor a show, by all means, do that. And if you'd like to sponsor Radio Free Brooklyn as a whole, please log on to Radio Free Brooklyn. We'll set something up for you. And we'd like to thank you for listening and sponsoring. Thank you for listening to Free Format Radio, as always. radiofreebrooklyn.com. Boom!
It smells weird in here.
Like what?
Oh, well, it's not true. You always smell wonderful. But
why, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Like, a weird aroma of, you know, ass.
Like broken dreams and ambitions. Like, like. Hey, they might have done a porn up in this bitch.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's
nice,
like,
and early. Ooh, I see you got the big daddy up in here.
I came to do work today.
I see this. Look at this.
Do work.
Oh, you got the extra sharp number two pencils up in here. We'll be live on Facebook Live in a matter of the next you know, who knows, 4 or 5 minutes. So
yeah, right stand. Now, we are currently live on Instagram Live. Check me out on It's Mr. Underscore Voodoo. That's at ITSMR underscore VOODOO.
Right.
Check me out.
Good time.
Let's get me on the Facebook Live technology.
Oh, look at you.
American Dream over here.
Ew.
American Dream. Traffic, man, over here. I tell you what. It was not fun.
Oh, word? Oh, you drove in?
Yeah. My wife came home from work in time, just in the nick of time. So
look
I was able
you.
To get on the vehicle there.
Wonderful. Shout out to your wife. She's a wonderful and amazing artist.
Pleasant. She's super pleasant.
She's stupid pleasant. She's amazing, sir. And I will accept. I will accept no smaller degree.
That's right.
Of shout outs to her. Like, boom, shout out to Nikki.
And we are on Facebook Live.
Oh yeah, let me set up the Facebook Live. Anyway,
doing it. Yeah, I didn't really think through with this whole fedora I wore today. I was
why? What's up?
Poor planning.
Oh, because of
had to rearrange the headphones.
Ah, yeah. Well, you know,
first world problems.
Yeah, you're gonna be all right. Stop crying. Stop crying, my friend. Like, let's see. Let me go set up the description here on the Butts, Sweat, and Beers. But how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Doing swell. Enjoying my friggin' day off. Beautiful weather. I didn't go outside, though. I chose to opt out of the outside part. I feel like when you jump out there too quickly when it's good weather like that, man, you're bound to catch a cold or some sort of airborne something or the other because you're just feeling yourself too much. Yeah. You go without that second layer.
Right.
Right. It took me a bunch of courage just to come out here without wearing long johns today. I was like, should I? Oh, I don't know. I don't want to get a cold from my balls. That would be terrible.
Yeah. I feel you on that whole, you know, well, first of all, it's February.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be this warm.
It should not. That's the devil, my friend.
This is the devil, my friend. Oh. Qui savoir faire? Eh bien.
This is no good.
What yeah, man.
This weather
is crazy, my friend. It's too much. Mm-mm. Too much. Anyway, shout outs to everybody on Facebook Live. Yes, we're live and up.
That's right.
Ready. Boom, I'm in the studio. Shout outs to, once again, we have my returning guest, Voodoo Vega is in the house. Back by popular demand.
That's right.
Boom. With the
light skin invasion part 2.
There you go. The beige rage. Damn. That's right. I've got plenty of light skin friends. I keep them around just in case. What are you talking about?
It's smart. Good. Smart thing to do.
Like there you go. Just in case the cops come through. You know, you never know.
Light skins, you know, they're coming back in swing. I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean y'all coming back in style?
It was going the other way for a little while. You had Idris, you know, he was doing his thing. He had a good long run.
Well, yeah, there you go. Know. There he was.
You had Iman Shumpert.
Iman Shumpert was in
repping.
There. He's still doing good. I mean, I'd like to get him. I wish his shooting percentage went up, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
him and his wife there, Tiana Taylor.
They just got
some sexiest couple alive.
Yeah, they're
magazine.
Oh, they're badass. You saw the video she did and everything, and where she was like going crazy. I mean, oh my god,
beautiful thing.
Yeah, she's good to go. He's good to go. They're good to go. They're good to go. Type of couple. So I'm like, I don't hate on them. I mean, am I gonna watch the sex tapes? Perhaps, but I don't want to say that on air. You know what I'm saying?
I'll vouch for that. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Shout out.
I'm not gonna pay for it.
What's up, Bert? How you doing out there? Shout out,
man.
Yeah. No. Oh no. I didn't. I didn't
pirate it like an American.
Hell yeah. I didn't pay to watch the R. Kelly sex tape. I remember when that was on VHS. Lord. Shout outs to VHS.
Is that a sex tape or is that really just called Evidence Exhibit A?
Potato, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah, but. Yeah, shout out to R. Kelly. Woo! Ooh. Like doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. Yeah, like, so whatever. But But yeah, man.
Yeah, this year, Year of the Lights, because I'm calling it. I mean, you know, there's always Drake. He's like, you know, he's up there, of course, but.
Yeah, but he's like Captain Super Light Skin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with the emo and all that shit.
Yeah. Shout out to Dave Weiss. What's going on? How you doing, Dave? Boo. Welcome to Butt, Sweat, and Beers on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Woody Jean, what up? Brandy Blackwell, what up?
Boom. So, yeah, man. I shouted out all the topics we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. Beginning off with Hurt Bae, The Love Bug.
Speaking of light skins.
Yeah.
Light skins fucking it up for all the light skins.
Yeah,
light skin shit.
Like, what was that? First of all, so if you don't know what we're talking about, go on to, I guess, whatever social media that you prescribe to, whether that be Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and just put in hashtag Hurt Bae, HURTBAE.
Yeah.
And what you'll see is a six minutes long video of this young man speaking to a young woman. There are people who call it a young black man speaking to a young black woman, talking about why did they work out in their relationship.
Right.
And, you know, he goes in on, like, you know, the amount of women that he cheated with and everything. So, yeah.
Well, he didn't know. I don't know if there was a PC answer to that. I don't know if there was any answer. She was going to be happy with
it.
She seemed like she had a number in her head. She was like, please just say this. Please, anything under this number, and I would be totally fine with it.
I mean.
And he just didn't get that. He didn't catch it.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm not one to just be all about, like, you know, keeping everything to yourself. But, you know, if you got away with the crime. You know what I'm saying? And you did no time?
Yeah.
Then nothing really happened, did it? No, I'm just saying. Okay, something happened. Okay, clearly something happened.
The tree falls in the forest today, actually.
All right, it made a noise, but I wasn't there to hear it, so whatever. And I'm not even close to that forest.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? I feel the forest, but, you know, hey, you know, tree lives don't matter to me all the damn time. You know what I mean? Like, hey, whatever. So he sits down and he gets honest with her, why did their relationship fall apart?
Right.
You know, how many people he slept with, and it was crazy because she breaks down and she's crying and everything like that. And
she's cute, super cute.
She is cute. Beautiful. I was like, and that's the crazy part. Like the part, always the
super attractive ones that get, you know, dirt.
That's the crazy part. I'm like, why would you be with this dirtbag? Oh, because you found him attractive, amazing, and awesome. Well, you suck too. You know what I'm saying? Because
she likes the way his hair curls.
And yeah, and I'm like, you know, okay, he had a fancy little jerry curl. Okay, and, you know, like, shout out to '80s making a comeback. But whatever. Like, who cares? You know, your guard should have been up, you know? People are going to hurt you.
Can't trust those I'll be sure in the face ass dude.
Yo, I swear to
you. It kind of choked me up, to be honest with you. I was like, oh, man, that poor girl, those baby hairs. That's so hurtful.
She did have some good baby hair, though. Hurtful. Oh, my
great
God.
Great baby hair. Yeah, Jesus.
I'm like, yo, anybody who can still comb out your baby hairs to like after the age of like 19, I'm with you. I'm like, you know what? Yeah, you're going to hold on to that. That's, woo.
Keep that up.
Like, what? Like, and here comes Keisha DeMarcus and everything like that. You know, boom, she just graduated from she just got her master's from Columbia and everything. Mm. But look at those baby hairs. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is smooth. That is smooth.
It's like toothbrush comb. That's toothbrush combing, if I ever seen one.
Yeah, that's some peace stuff. Like, ooh,
wonderful,
like,
stuff.
You can tell, like, in the summer and everything, like, when she got a little sweat on her forehead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a little frizzy.
Right. She takes a break and then she goes, ooh. There you go. You know, sometimes
gotta get that.
Yeah, sometimes if she can't necessarily get to it and everything like that with the toothbrush, she just stops herself. You know what I'm saying? Gets two of her thumbs and then she just brushes. And like brushes it away. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it looks a little rustic, but it gets the job done. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
How much you think they got paid to do that?
Oh.
That embarrassing, you know, hurtful. Just emotional roller coaster.
Nah, they probably signed their life away on that waiver and everything like that. No one knows that was gonna go like that viral. That was crazy.
That was pretty crazy.
I was crazy. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. Like, Because I don't know
who paid them, man. I'll do that with some exes.
Yeah, but
like, well,
there was Keisha, Letitia, Quisha, Ronisha.
Yeah, like, because you think like the internet would be would behave itself. And no, let's remember, this is the internet. Sure. The internet won't behave itself. This is homeroom. Remember when you were in homeroom in high school? Mm-hmm. Like, the internet will never behave itself. The internet is just a big old homeroom in high school. Like, people just throwing spitballs at every given moment.
It's torture.
It's so then you had
stop torture.
Yeah, so if you ever like, just type in like hashtag HurtBay on any social media platform and just wait for it. Mm-hmm. It is amazing.
And don't forget, now check out the remixes that come after it.
The
aftermath. There's always the fallout of those viral videos. There's always the very good classic fallout, man. The nice, I like the West Indian one. That's the one I've seen. I've seen two of them so far. Well, no, three. I've seen three of them. I've seen the one that's broke up.
Oh, yes.
West Indian one. Great. Hilarious.
Yeah.
Gets snatched up. Gets fucking kicked in the chest like 300 and shit.
Oh, my God.
I've seen this other one with some other light-skinned dude. He was making fun of it. Do a little parody. I don't know his name. And then I've seen this other cat, Capri Fernandez. He's very funny. Very funny young guy.
Oh, word.
Doing a lot of videos, a lot of viral stuff on Instagram. He's one of those up-and-coming... you know, internet fame kids. That's why all those kids are doing that.
Oh, yes, the internet.
They're just blowing up.
Yeah, nobody's going to school. Everybody's just putting out there.
Just be funny.
Their videos. They're like,
for 30 seconds, that's all you have to do is have a 30-second attention span.
Right. Because before, all you needed is about 6 seconds. But, you know, then Vine died. Rest in peace, Vines.
R.I.P.
I'm just saying. Good luck with that. Anyway, but yeah, you get 30 seconds. You put that up on Instagram.
Good.
What? Like, come on, B. And then they'll just pay you to do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'd be good to go. I was like, wow.
Pay you to show up to shit and be a personality.
Yeah.
We missed that boat. Were not given that message.
No, not at all. like with some of these, like, because you got to remember, some of these kids who would have been dope in high school, from the time we were like in high school, like some of them just went on to become
crackheads.
Yeah, crackheads or, you know. Or pretty much old Showtime kids, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, damn it.
It's like, you still chilling by the corner store. That's cool.
Yeah.
At least you're funny, though. You haven't missed a beat.
Yeah, you got a new tracksuit, I see. Good luck with that. That's real nice. What was that, Pelly Pal? Okay, okay. Hey. Ah, well, throwback Thursday.
I've seen this dude. I was on the train. I should have took a damn picture.
Right.
He had, it reminds me of Pelly Pelly, like the leather jackets, you know, them big obnoxious leather jackets.
Right.
I don't know if it was necessarily, I doubt it. It was, you know, you remember the one that had the big Pelly Pelly leather jackets? They had the Scarface one. Remember that one?
Yes.
This dude had the 48 laws of power on his leather jacket.
No, he didn't.
He had all the laws, all power on his white leather jacket and boast. It was the most ratchetry thing I've seen in quite some time.
It was ratchetry, but it was empowering.
I felt empowered. I appreciated my uniform that I was wearing at that time. I felt empowered.
He was trying to uplift the people, you know what I'm saying, with his garb.
And I think he was like, he had like Ja Rule in his ears or some shit. He was just going on and on. He was a Spanish dude wearing a do-rag, which kind of frustrates me sometimes. Unless you're like Afro-Latino, it doesn't really add up to me.
The do-rag.
It's like, what are you doing?
I got.
What are you doing?
Yo,
with the tail out.
Ooh.
Extra hood. You had the tail out, the tassels down. Extra hood.
My God.
48 laws of power on his back.
It's like, that's hilarious. He's like,
let me learn you something. Look at my left shoulder. Let me look at my left shoulder. I'm going to teach you something today.
Yeah. My dude, his name's Robert Greene, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he put game down, B. Mm-hmm. You got to read this. Yo, if you ain't going to read this, yo, cop the jacket.
I'm about to cop the Curtis Jackson 50 Laws of Power jacket next week. That's what I'm about to do.
Yeah, I read that one. I was
it's a three-quarter length jacket to fit the extra two powers.
Yeah. It's like, what? It comes with Kevlar just in case you get shot 9 times, like on this side. It's real good.
That's
real
law
good.
Law 32, always wear a bulletproof vest.
Always, son. Always. All day, all day. You know what I'm saying? Haters be hating. All day, all day. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, my God. But, but getting back to Hurt Bay.
Yeah.
The internet won't, it just won't pay. It was funny. But at the same time, part of me was like, are we that sadistic as a society? that we just
so
like
desensitized.
You know, because I know there's a couple of I have a lot of female friends, and some of them like they sometimes ask questions like, you know, I wonder why this didn't work out, and I always want to ask my ex,
right.
And I'm like, sometimes you don't want to know that answer.
I got the point of the I guess that would be called a social experiment, I would imagine.
Right.
But it's you can never anticipate that aftermath. There's always going to be some fallout, some aftermath. They just didn't see
right
how that can get spun so treacherously.
It can go bad quick.
It went real bad. Real
go
quick.
Bad real quick, son.
It was interesting though. I found it to be a pretty interesting little segment. So, like I said, I choked up. I was like, oh
yeah. I felt bad. I was like, dang, you know,
you're my best friend. Jesus Christ. I was like,
like, that shit hurt,
this
yo.
So hurtful.
That shit hurt so bad, yo. Oh, my God. It's just terrible.
I was just hoping her to just turn on the dime at some point and just turn it up. Just turn it. Oh, really? Oh, really? You don't know how many? Really?
You, like, word? This is the best you can offer
really,
me right
Aubrey?
Now?
Really, Aubrey?
Really? No, no, no.
I'm sick of your shit. Sick of your shit. You wasn't saying that last night.
Like, come on, B. I laughed at the same time. Like, part of me is like, oh man, this is because the thing is only because, you know, stuff like this is gonna be shared. This might make video of the year at the end of the year, like Hurt Bay. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, you know, like Black Twitter has no soul. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Black Twitter, but
Black soul. Shout out to Tahari, just linked up. What up, T?
Hey, Tahari. D-T. Boom. Like, whenever you get off your job, maybe you can come down here. We can chop it up and everything.
Big Tahari with the big ties.
Oh, Tahari, what's going on?
That's who, baby. He's doing his thug.
What are you talking about? Bull walking around with Gucci loafers and everything like that, and
you
tight
seen
suits.
Him.
This
seen him at the barbecue.
Oh, looking clean. Looking clean.
What is that, velvet?
That is amazing. Jeez, that dude smelled like $1.5 million. You know what I'm saying? That's gross, not net. You know what I'm saying? That's gross. Right. That's after taxes. Bong, bong. This dude. Like, shout out to Tahari. That's my guy.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shout out to Clara. What's going on? That's my sister. She's amazing.
Hey,
boom.
Sis.
Boom. She's good to go. Yeah, but Hurt Bay. That's ridiculous. I like, once again, Black Twitter has no soul, man. Like, because I was like, can y'all not feel her pain? And then part of me is like, oh, they're feeling her pain, and they're laughing at it. Mm. And I was like, this is why we can't have nice things.
No sympathy.
You know what I'm saying? None whatsoever. You know what I'm saying?
He seemed to be quite unfazed by it, too, the boyfriend. He was just like,
yeah. I
came here for a check.
I think, like, if they did get paid, it was probably, you know, something on a super small nominal fee.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, they got a Chipotle gift card.
You know, they got
that's worth it.
Yeah.
He was like, wait, all I have to do is make this bitch cry?
Yeah.
And I get Chipotle. $50?
$50 Chipotle gift card?
That's like two bowls and a beer.
He's
hell
like,
yeah, I'm doing that shit.
Yo, his first words out of his mouth like, son, where you at? Come on.
All right.
He's like, where do I put my coat? Like, come on, let me go talk to her for a second. Let's wrap a taste, girl. Let's start wrap a taste. You're going to be all right. Yeah, man. Oh, man, Hurt Bay. Yeah, anyway, shout out to you for, you know, saddening, an ever so saddened Black History Month.
Yeah, just putting a damper on it.
Yeah.
Let's not forget. Black families can't be together.
There you go. You know what I'm saying?
In case y'all forgot.
You're like, if we're going to be together, we're going to be together in parts. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, boom, your daddy's going to have to wait outside. But, you know what I'm saying? And it will fix him a plate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But he can't be in here, you know what I'm saying, with mama and her new friend, Jerry. Because Jerry don't like your daddy. So
Uncle Jerry does not like
Uncle
that.
Uncle Jerry. You calling him Uncle Jerry? He ain't my brother. Who this? You got him calling Uncle now? Huh? Like, anyway. Boom. But moving on. Let's move on to Trumpty Dumpty. God. Yes. The beating shall continue till morale improves. So, yeah. So Trumpty Dumpty went out to, he finally took a visit out to the African-American museum. The,
get the fuck out.
Yeah, the Smithsonian. Yeah, he finally did it. I was like, oh, look at this. On his own time. And he brought his own Negro. Let's say Ben Carson. Ben Carson was there with his wife. In the background.
With the hands.
Yeah.
He does. Doing the praying mantis thing.
He does got those hands in it.
So creepy.
Those hands saved lives. You got to remember, like, how brilliant Ben, like, that dude is, he's a brilliant dude. But, you know, but at the same time, that dude is crazy
as
fuck.
It's a thin line.
Yes.
Brilliant isn't crazy.
They always say.
He is on the cusp.
A little bit. But they always but they always say, like, you know, if you know, like there's like genius is on the cusp of madness. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, think about this. If Bill Gates ever walked up to you, like, when he was, like, young Bill Gates, we're talking about nerdy, scruffy, just decided to, like, you know, drop out of, like, Harvard and everything like that, because he was like, no, I got this idea. It's great. What if we put, you know, chips in everything in computers? It's going to be personal in every house. Like, what if? And you're like, nobody uses them now. It's like, but what if they did, you know?
It's like, well, are you going to pay me for this eight ball or not? All right, stay up and play with your fucking computers all you want. Just give me my money.
Yo, I'm just here for the Pong, son. I'm here for Pong and these two eight balls, you know what I'm saying?
You said you were going to do my report, nerd. Yeah, where's my shit? But I didn't know he went to the damn museum. That's crazy.
Yeah, he was there at the museum, and then at the museum, he decided to, you know, put his stance on, like, hey, once again, I am the least. hey, here's my stance. I am not racist against Jews. What, like,
are this not the Holocaust Museum?
This is hilarious. So here's the thing. So he puts a statement out about, like, the him is Jews. I'm like, all right, that's great. You know, you're the African American Museum, right? Like, I know you're not gonna have your lunch with Frederick Douglass, because, you know, he's busy right now. You know, but occupied. Like, come on, B. And then, at the same meanwhile, Mike Pence is somewhere. Apologizing for him somewhere across the world, talking about, no, Donald Trump does feel some certain way about the Jews, and he's okay, and this and that. I'm like, shut up, B. Let him say it. I want it to come out of his mouth. I want to see how meaningless it sounds then.
His cabinet is full of Trump translators.
Apparently,
Trump says something, he actually means something else.
By translators, you mean white supremacists, because I'm not calling them alt-right. They are white supremacists. Yeah. You call them what they are, all right?
That's what it is.
You know, you, like, hey, you can call, I could come home and someone says, like, we having swine tonight. That's not alt-pig. You know what I'm saying? We're not having alt-pig. We're having swine. It is what it is. Like, you call them what they are. They're like, this whole alt right. Yeah. Hey, alt suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? There you go. That's right. I said it. I hope your children weren't in the room when I said it. Oh, well.
Preach.
I'm just saying, yo. Church. Enough of it. Like, just, like, stop. My thing is just stop the bullshit with the, all this, all the semantics. Semantics garbage to a point. You know, it's like when, you know, when people sell this whole, like, well, you're African American. Like, no, I'm black. That's what they call me. We're gonna, because first of all, I think African American History Month is way too long to say. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, black is one syllable, so let's keep it at that. I will do a monosyllabic word, but, like, you know, black is good. You know, let's just keep it at that. Like, this alternative right, eat dicks, man. Eat dicks. Like, that,
it's,
what?
It's such a strange time to be alive.
Oh my God! You think? You think?
We got this guy, Milo. I can't pronounce his last name. Yakabakabaka. He's apparently
Milo Yakub. This
Yakub.
Milo Yakub.
Milo Yakub. The small scientist.
Google Yakub. If you ain't woke, Google Yakub. That's what. That is a splendid story. Woo! I remember the first time I googled that shit. I was like, "What?
Yes,
this is amazing."
Yakub, the big-headed scientist.
Wow.
Oh,
this,
my God.
This makes everything make sense.
Oh, my God. I remember when I first read Message to the Black Man, I was like, Yakub.
Whoa.
Like, who is this? Is he in the Bible? I remember I read the Bible to, like, maybe Yakub is in here somewhere. I want to see, you know what I'm saying? Because they've been deceiving us for so long. Yeah. So Milo.
But yeah, Milo, this guy, they got, he's, you know, outright, alt-right, and he's a gay man. Who is pretty transphobic, I would say, transsexuals.
Which I found very weird.
It's so awkward. And he's like, he's anti-feminist. He's anti-
he's a woman hater.
Left, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, he's anti a lot of things. He's anti everybody that's been marginalized when his people have been marginalized for quite some time himself. So it's pretty awkward to see, you know, this guy talking about he thinks transsexual men and women, for that matter, have mental disorders and whatnot.
Right.
It's like, wow, that's deep, brother. That is really deep. Because, you know, they only said that about you maybe 30 years ago. It's not, it's they've been saying that about you.
Well,
the gays.
Yeah, because the mental health institution, they declassified homosexuality as being like, being a disorder, like probably less than 30 years ago or something.
Yeah,
and I was
less
like,
than 30 years ago.
And I was, but here's him. I think he is like Donald Trump. He's a super troll.
Right.
You know, he's one of these people who have somehow.
He's found his niche.
Yeah, he found his niche, monetized it.
Yeah.
Moved up the wagon and decide like, okay, well, since I'm on the pile of you turds, now I'm going to play a game of Simon Says, and I'm going to see how silly this can get while catching a check. And part of me says, like, that's hilarious.
How could you not laugh? The sheer irony of it all.
Right. Part of me says it's hilarious, and part of me says, like, you could be the most dangerous person on the planet.
He says, he thinks Black Lives Matter, a bunch of terrorists. But then at the same time, he's like, I'm not racist because all I do is suck black dick.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, wow.
Whoa.
I don't know what to feel about you.
Yeah.
It's quite confusing.
Yeah. And I was like, yo, B, you're like, you gotta figure out, you know what I'm saying, what is your stance? Like, are you...
It's kind of hard to argue that, isn't it? It's like, I'm not racist. I'm black dick. That's all I suck.
It's like, come on, son. You know, sometimes I get a little black dick in me on the weekends. Like, what?
That's still pretty racist, bro.
It's like, hey.
You up the ante from saying my best friend is black.
Yes. What? Yeah. Come on. My Lambo blue and the cock that I suck is black. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Who's with me? Like nobody. And then, he was the dude. I remember his name, but I didn't remember him totally until there was an incident where he was invited to go to a college. I can't remember if it was one of these MIT.
It was Berkeley.
Berkeley. Yeah, it was Berkeley. Berkeley. It was one of these smart artists.
Yeah. They fucking, you know, they rioted. Well, they no protested because white people don't riot.
White people don't riot.
They could be fires and shit.
Exactly.
They don't,
you know what I'm saying? Like, they protested. Oh, like, no, not at all. Like, they're protesting. So
angry protest.
So they were protesting hard with fire in the streets. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, damaging property and everything.
Right.
You know, so that he didn't necessarily put his message out there. And I'm okay with that. In the sense of like, okay, clearly, you don't want him to be. You don't want him pushing out that propaganda. However,
it's freedom of speech.
It is. It's freedom. It's freedom
of
speech.
It's about a freedom of speech.
But then all of a sudden, you know, people need to remember we live in the age of the internet where all the things that you've done can either be scanned, found, or, you know what I'm saying, or put out there. So they decided to, somebody, I'm not sure who the source was, but they decided to push out some kind of speech that he put out where he was talking about how, you know, it's okay for young boys to have, young boys at the age of 13 to have, you know, a sexual relationships with older men. And I was like,
nah, I heard about it. I haven't seen it. I did just hear about that probably sometime this morning. I didn't bother to check it out. I believed it. So,
and it got out there. And then next thing you know, he had to go speak up for himself.
What's up,
and then
Lucky Madison, what up?
Shout out to Lucky Madison.
What's up, 12, my wife.
Hey, what's going on, Nikki? But yeah, but then all of a sudden, then he's got to start backtracking. Because you got to remember, once you start working for a huge company or anything, you know, then you have to start answering questions.
Yeah.
Whether you like to answer those questions or not. Like Donald Trump is learning now. Like, hey, you're running a country, not a company. So everybody you think has to work for you, like, no, you're like, you're working for them.
Right.
So thing is, so Milo decides, whatever he said years ago was put out. I guess the transcripts were out there, and then it shows like, oh yeah, he has no problem with, like, you know, young boys having sexual relationships with older men. I was like, nah, and then I was like, and the tape stopped there. Like, no, B, you got to go.
issue with it whatsoever. Like, the problem is.
You have to step down. He's like, well, I have to step down now. You know how it goes. Like, once you get caught with the cookie jar, like, well. Due to the transgressions of my past and everything like that, I have to step down now. I'm taking time to, you know, saying to get to know my family better. I'm like, nobody wants that time to know their family better. Whatever, B.
Know his family
family back.
Like all, you know, that whole like, oh yeah, it's like I'm taking some time right now to, you know what I'm saying, to you know, focus on my family. You lying piece of shit. Like,
your
whatever.
Family hates you. Family can't fucking stand you. They've been stopped inviting you to shit.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about?
You ain't been to Thanksgiving in years, B.
Keep calling grandma a cunt and they're sick of it. Stop calling grandma a cunt.
Stop doing that. Jesus, what is wrong with you?
You're gonna give her a stroke.
Jeez. Like, boom, you over here trying to stroke Uncle Jerry's leg and everything under the table. What's wrong with you? Calm down, Milo. Relax, B.
The irony of it all is that he says stuff like that,
shout out
you
to
know,
Susie.
With condoning pedophilia and whatnot. Who are we talking about? Lucky Madison. We're talking about Milo something with, I don't know what his last name is.
Something Yapapaka Kappadapalakalakalus.
He's been like all over the place. But the irony of him condoning pedophilia.
Right.
And that not being a mental disorder. But, you know, saying that trans men and women have a mental disorder.
Yeah.
The irony of it all.
His message is everywhere. Like,
I don't think people understand, because I could see, you know, I have friends and even family that even are like, well, that's what they were born as. Da, da, da. It's deeper than that. It's about what you feel. It's about your conscience. It's about, you know,
right.
your spirit, what you're feeling. And nobody could tell you how to feel, you know, when it comes to that.
Right.
And if you want to be, I'm not a religious person, but if you want to be religious and you want to go that route,
right.
you know, why would God invent surgeons that could do transsexual fucking, you know, transitioning
you
operations?
Know.
If that was, if he didn't want that to happen, then it wouldn't fucking be there.
I'm going to go, yeah,
so,
okay. All right, that's a way to look at
boom.
It. Boom. No, there you go. Knowledge.
And evolution.
Knowledge born, son. There you go.
Like, and global warming. All that hot shit.
Yeah, global warming is real. Shout out to the weather today. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
it's February.
It's wacky.
It's in New York. We've reached a balmy 53 degrees to get in today, and it feels great. I mean,
felt weird coming out of my fur coat, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to wear a short sleeve under my fur coat.
Yeah, shout out to the people wearing like, you know, I was like,
yes, you could share the live feed. Madison,
yes.
You can definitely share this live.
Share thing. Your feeds. Please and everything that. Like that. It's great.
What up, God, brother?
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, it's hot. I'm not saying it's hot, but it's like, it's unseasonably warm, as they like to say.
Yeah.
And I found it to be like, hey, you know, winter is coming. When? You know what I'm saying? Like, when
does it take its fucking time, bro?
Nah, man. I want me a good winter. I want me at least two or three snowfalls. I want
two so far. We had two.
Yeah, but they were kind of lame. That was a little suspect. JV snow and everything like that. I need a good varsity. You know what I'm saying? Like straight to the pros.
Nice
snow.
1998.
Yes.
Hold
I need.
That. What was that? 96. You know, what
year was it? 96. 96.
Like that, yeah.
Where you know what I'm saying? The snow was so high that at the corners of every block there was like huge piles of pyramids of snow.
I jumped out my second floor of my building.
Oh wow!
Into
you crazy?
A snowbank. Yeah, my uncle threw me out the window.
Yeah, you wilding
he
out.
Was drunk.
Okay. Okay. Shout out to family.
It was fun though, man.
No, it happens. Okay, good. Good luck with that. I see you. In touch with your family there. That's just a good thing. It's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So,
He threw me out the window, and then when he came downstairs to check on me, at the bottom of the 6-foot pile of snow, I was all right. Clearly, I made it.
There you go.
We started. We took the Rottweiler out, and I was riding the Rottweiler like a horse. Yeah. Hood dreams, man.
There
hood
you
dreams.
Go.
Hood memories. Classic childhood hood memories.
Let's see. Family domestic violence. Rottweilers. There you go. Boom. That. Shout out to the hood. Shout out to the hood. There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a fish fry on Friday. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Free Bobby Shmurda, everybody. There you go. Boom. Let me see if I'm going to play a little music, and then we'll try to see
what
if
you
we
got
can.
Playing
I don't know. I was going to. I mean, do you have a request? If anybody has, Facebook Live, you got a request, please let me know.
Send your questions in also, man. Anybody want to talk about something? Anybody want to talk about something that we spoke about? You know, please join in.
If if anybody has any questions at this time, please feel free to speak up.
That's right.
If you want to call in, you can call in at 718-928-9732. We'll be taking questions to the top of the hour.
718-928-9732.
718-928-9732.
9732. Oh, it's on the board.
It's on the board. It's on the board.
We got a request
board
for Childish
right
Gambino.
Childish Gambino? What? Redbone? Or what?
Redbone? That's what we're going with?
I don't know. You could, that'd be,
Nikki said, play Pussy Money Weed by Wayne.
Oh, okay.
That's like her favorite. She paints to that, you know. She's an artist. She does her artwork to trap music.
Oh.
But we got Childish Gambino. Yeah, that's it. She's a true artist. We got Childish Gambino first, so let's run with Childish Gambino. Maybe we'll exit out with Pussy Money Weed.
Okay, let's see.
Zombies. Childish Gambino, Zombies.
Let me see if I can pull it up and everything. Well, anything else going on? Like, what's going on with you, man?
Let's see. What's going on with me? I still fit into these jeans today. That was nice.
Look
jeans
at
since
that.
Last year. You know, put on a couple pounds in the wintertime.
All right. Just saying.
That helped boost my confidence.
Hey, you're growing strong. You know what I'm saying? You just keep growing and everything, and things happen. Don't.
And I fit this shirt.
Hey.
So I think I lost upper body weight.
Right.
It's just basically around the gut. I can fit pants around the waist. I can fit upper body. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're good to go. I mean.
Pretty much. Yeah, the ultimate adult goal, fitting into jeans. That's right. That's right, Madison.
Yeah, you're going to be all right. But like,
what's up with you, man? What's going on?
Nothing much. I'm going to Seattle pretty soon. I just I just bought a ticket. So I'll be out the week of March 9th through the 14th. That's going to be fun. I'm just going to be out in there, you know, taking it all in. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to also see, also try to see if I can do some stand-up out there. I have no idea. Yeah, I have no idea, like, what the scene is like, because I've never been. But I figure, like, you know.
Google knows everything. Ask God.
Yeah, somebody does what the comedy rooms are at, but out there. So I was like, all right, cool. I'll try it out.
The show is like Butt Sweat and Beers on RadioFreeButt.com. RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. It's on every Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, look at you,
the host Remick Benice.
There you go. I appreciate the shout outs and everything like that. This is going to be wonderful. Boom. Finally figured it out. Hold on. And stand by for a little music.
Tunes.
Don't feel right.
back up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's feel good music.
That was
right
good.
There.
That was good. That was good. That's
feel good music.
Some quality Childish Gambino.
I have to make love to that song. Yeah.
I had some good love making music. Yeah. Oh, boom. Boom. Welcome back to Butt, Sweat, and Beers. Tonight's beer, let's see, we have two beers.
Two beers.
What are you drinking on over there?
Drinking on Guinness,
of course. Guinness. Rumpenting.
I and I is a yard.
Rumpentump. What?
Gives you the power.
Boy.
You know what I mean?
Boy, I run in that guy. I run in that guy. I run in it. I mash him up so. I rump and tump and tump him so. She look at me in my eye and she say, oh,
that's right.
I didn't know.
Gives you the power.
Power. Power to them who drink the Guinness. Guinness make you rock. Right. Rock hard, boy. Right. Rock like lion. Long rock time, like lion. Time. There you go.
What so. You rocking with?
Boo, I am dragging the light-skinned Corona Extra. And there you go. Cause
there you go.
Sometimes it's like that. You know what I'm saying? Corona.
And that's the way it is.
Boom. Corona. It pairs well with, running the streets like a wild animal and, fist fights and some. I'm just saying. I've been to many a night where, like, it started with a Corona and then it ends with, like, slap boxing and everything like that.
Nah, it's not dragon style. What are you reading? It says drought.
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 Dragon stout. What
dragon
the fuck
stout.
Is a dragon stout.
You need to clear your
is
screen, girl. Dragon stout. Dragon stout.
I drink dragon stout.
I drink dragon stout like lion. Like lion. Rump and tump. I tumped them so. I tumped them with the dragon stout. Wellan. But I'm drinking them. Anyway, but this is the beer part portion of the show. So shout out to the Guinness Stout and shout out to the Corona Extra. Boom. Because somewhere, somebody's going to take this empty bottle and some Jamaican's going to start a fight. So, so yeah. So, peace to that. Anyway.
I think I do know what Dragon Stout is. I think it rang a bell. It's like a red beer, right? Something like that. It's got like a red label.
Dragon
Stout. I think I know what you're talking about.
Dragon Stout. Them girl call me Dragon Stout.
The radio station is Radio
Shout out
Free
to EJ.
Brooklyn.
What's up, girl?
RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
Boom.
It's on every Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. Yeah. But Sweat and Beers, all right? Finally successful. My boy Noel from Roy Mandate.
Shout out to Noel. Boom. Right. Shout out to EJ. Hey, I hope I missed the whole show. Hope it was a good one. Hope it didn't miss the whole show. Hope it was a good one.
It was awful because you didn't watch it. You didn't
it was worse. How dare you, girl?
I mean, you can watch it, but.
Well, you could. I mean, yeah, you know, I usually put out the video for replay. So,
right,
I'm saying? You can watch it later on, you know, and share it with your friends. It is what it is.
Please do.
You know, I like to put out, excuse me, pardon me. I didn't mean to burp in your ears, y'all. I got home training, my bad. Yeah. But, if you want to share it for later and everything like that and push out, like our non-alt-right propaganda out here, then by all means, please.
Yo, somebody call me. Madison, call in. Yo, I know you ain't doing nothing right now. 718-928-9732. Call in. I know you got something funny ass shit
to say. 8 minutes left in the show, but yeah, shoot. I'm like, boom, I don't care.
She's hilarious. She was a bartender friend of mine. I met her in... What the fuck, bro? Madam X.
Madam X. I do love me some Madam X.
You gave me a middle finger emoji. That's a tan middle finger. You're not even that tan.
Did you
get a tan recently? Because that is not your skin tone.
Tan middle finger emoji. Well.
That's mine, maybe. That's definitely not yours, girl.
There you go. You can't be keeping it real on social media. Like, you need to calm down.
You're going to give me an olive tone middle finger. The nerve.
There you go.
The nerve.
That's right. Middle finger pandis. Rump. Like, boom. You should hit her back with the Guinness stout. I mash them so. I rump. You don't disrespect me in the house now. Mm-mm. Y'all see me? Y'all come see me? Y'all hear me, girl? You hear me? Oh.
Hey.
Oh,
we're
taking our one and only caller. Go. Boom. For those of you who are on, what's the name? Hold up. Stand by. Let's get that call. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, shout out to the caller. Hello, caller.
What's going on? What's going on, man? It's me, Dave Frochet. What's good, God Brother?
What's up? It's my God Brother.
Shout out to the God Brother. What's going on, man?
What up, man? How you feeling, baby?
Nah, man. Trying to get in touch with this guy like 100 years, but I got to hit him through the radio station and say what up, though.
What's up with you, man? How you feeling? What you up to?
Man, I'm over here riding warehouse in Pennsylvania working like a slave, man. I just caught on to your radio station. I just wanted to shout you out. What the heck you doing at the radio station? You an artist or that?
No, I'm over here supporting my brother, man. My brother over here got this radio station. He does his show every Wednesday.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm about to say, brother. Man. You better spit some bars or something.
There'll be no bar spitting on this show, sir.
That's very far from my bar spitting at all.
We will spit no bars. This is the non-bar spitting hour.
I wish I could.
No, I'm just saying. Usually when people at the radio station, I see people spitting, saying, I just talk and chilling, you know?
No, it's all good. It's all good. That's I appreciate it, man. Anyway, thank you for calling in, though, yo.
Okay, God, brother, I love you. Tell everybody, man. I love them, and I'll see you on BK real soon.
All right, brother. Easy.
Hey, later.
Thank you.
30 jurors in the building.
Jersey.
In the building. New Jersey. They're still open for business. Oh, yes. Shout out to Jersey. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, my God. We're wrapping up the show. It's about to be 7:55 up in here. Oh, look at that. What have we learned today? Boom. Let's see. I will turn over the floor to you, Voodoo. What have you learned today?
I have a hard time watching girls with baby hairs cry. I have a hard time watching that.
Oh, yes.
Also true. We learned that, light-skinned dudes ain't shit.
Hold on.
I guess that's just more like a... I guess that's more just like a refresher.
Oh, yeah. Boom. Shout out to Albie Short. Yeah. Light-skinned dudes ain't shit. Hashtag light-skinned dudes ain't shit.
We learned that we have officially... You know, transition into bizarro world.
Oh, okay.
Trump is president. Gay people are oppressive.
We're in full Trumpty Dumpty. You know, we're full Trumpty Dumpty, my friends. Yeah. It's only been a month and change.
We've also learned that global warming is no fucking joke.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? It's just too hot out this bitch. Way too hot. The block is hot. And it's like, we're in an alternative dimension and shit.
We're in the alt-right dimension.
We're in the alt-right dimension,
and it ain't all right. It's all right, but it ain't all right.
It's all bad.
It's awful shit.
Doomed.
It's all doomed. I'm just saying. Before I get out of here, I just want to say, hey, Bella, what's going on? What's up, cousin? Boom, miss you, love you. Before I get out of here, just want to say thank you all for listening to the show today. We were supposed to get into Stripper Appreciation Day, but that's okay. It's okay. There's plenty of time for Stripper Appreciation Day.
What day is it?
Here's the thing. I want to make a holiday called Stripper Appreciation Day because I've seen these like Cupcake Appreciation Day peanut butter and jelly day. I want to have Stripper Appreciation Day. I would like to have a stripper on the show. So if you know of one. And seriously, if you know of one, hit me up on Butt Sweat and Beers on Twitter or Butt Sweat Beers on Gmail. That's Butt Sweat Beers, at gmail.com. I will have them in here or we'll call in. It'll be a great show. Because
my wife says every day is stripper appreciation.
Yes.
She goes, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, Nikki.
Yes.
Yes. All day, every day. Oh, my God.
That's right.
Body glitter for everybody. You get body glitter on your jeans. You get body glitter on your jeans. You get body glitter on your jeans.
Oh, that's semen.
Ooh, okay. All right. Skeet. Maybe it was sometimes a good lap dance. You know what I'm saying? You gotta appreciate it with more than just dollars. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta let them know, like, I felt that. Anyway. Oh, boom. Before we leave, I'm gonna shout out with Nikki. What did you want to hear? Pussy money weed.
Classic. Hood class, things we're going to be singing around our grandchildren.
Can you
imagine? our grandchildren are going to look at us like we're fucked. We're fucking crazy people.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever. You know, shit happens. It's like, it's not our fault. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is what we grew up in and everything like that. It's not to say that, like, we didn't know no better. This is all we had.
Once again, RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Yeah. Butt, Sweat, and Beers on every Wednesday, 7 to 8 p.m. Tune in, call in. You can check me out at It's Mr. _ Voodoo on Instagram. That's nice. ITSMR _ VOODOO on Instagram. Check out my wife's artwork, _ Pages from the Black Book. She's a wonderful artist. Do that.
Oh, and if you want to follow me, go on Facebook at RemickBenice.com, or if you are on Instagram, go on Remsterdam, and I am there. Anyway, you've all been majestic and whimsical. I will hear y'all, see y'all next week. Boom, if y'all want to watch the review, come on through. I didn't say anything about no male strippers included, but whatever. I guess everybody's got to be equal. So shout out to you too, EJ. Anyway, I love you all for listening. Boom. One. Lord. Let's go. Boom.
Her religion, and now she's kneeling, praying to the ceiling. I bless her as if she sneezed. Must be the weather. I dress her. I am her sleeves. I am her feathers. She's fly, flyer than you, flyer than me. I love her. She loves me too. I love her three times more than her mom. Time will tell that I'm the nigga that she should. We should be wherever she wanna be, on a late night, midday, a.m. Just say when. And I know I be with cavemen, but never mind them. She's poison and I am Michael Biffin. See, I know that y'all don't hear me, but she does. We does. With grown folk doing, they had too much to drink, and I think we done had too much to drink. And
oh yes, I love her like
pussy money weed. Pussy money weed. Pussy money weed.
Oh yes, I love her like
pussy money weed. Pussy money weed,
yes I love her like
pussy money weed. Pussy money weed, pussy money weed,
yes I love her like
pussy money weed. Pussy money weed, pussy money weed.